Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday here on WWGH Radio, 14 minutes past the hour. Thank man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Friday, March the 18th, 2022. Scott Spears along with Angie Evers here in studio, and we greet you on this rainy, rainy Friday night. I do want to let you know, Angie and I are involved in the Big Ten tournament here, and we were just checking the scores. And of the eight games that have been played with final scores so far, I have only been wrong one time. I picked USC.
Only one?
Only one. USC, I picked USC over Miami. So I was wrong there. So I've got 7 points. And you did not pick Ohio State. You did not pick Villanova. And you did not pick Texas. So you have 5 points. So it's 5-7 right now. How could you not pick Ohio State? Most people in Ohio just pick Ohio State as the sentimental favorite.
Oh, well, I guess I haven't been watching the basketball, so I have no idea.
Well, neither have I. I have not watched one basketball game all season, and I've still got 7 out of 8.
No, but I did put Scott on a search for the Vermont and Texas round.
Which was Virginia.
Virginia Tech and Texas. He's like, where's Vermont and Texas?
Now, Vermont hasn't played yet. Vermont will play Arkansas.
It says VT in Texas. So I was just guessing it was Vermont.
VT meant something different in high school.
What it mean?
Can't say it on the air. Vermont beat Arkansas. Or I have Vermont over Arkansas. You have Arkansas over Vermont. All right. Phone lines are open, by the way, tonight. 740-751-4038. What do you think of the Big Ten scores so far? 7-5. My favor.
Scott's put me in charge of this phone call thing, so if you call and for some reason you disappear, that would probably be my fault.
Well, we want to know if they can hear us okay, and then we'll find out if they can hear us over the air, and then we'll find out if they can hear us through the phone.
I feel like I'm talking to dead air.
Why?
Like I hear a buzz in the background.
It's the phone.
What phone?
The phone right here. The speaker.
Oh. Okay.
740-751-4038. That's the sound a phone makes when it's not being used.
A bzzz.
Yeah. If you would pick up your telephone, you know, and have a tone.
Oh, I don't... You know, I actually... You know, I just switched to Spectrum and...
Well, here's your chance.
I have a phone
now. Always give it a second. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
I can hear you guys loud and clear.
Can you hear us through the phone okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's see if you can hear Angie through the phone.
I can hear you. Let me get,
yeah, I'm not the loudest person. So
I hear you just fine, Angie.
Oh, good.
Okay, it's a weird... If you were here in the studio, we're talking over the air into a big microphone, and then to hear us through the phone... I have to pick up a microphone so you can hear us through that. So it's a thing, but, you know, it's safety at this point.
Do you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you good. Now, the question is, do they hear you okay over the air? That's the problem that I've been trying to fix all week.
No, you had other problems. Awful.
Now, wait a second.
Awful. Awful.
Now, what did you make of Opal?
What do you want?
Now, wait a second. what did you make of Opal Kobe the other morning? Because I've heard more reaction to that interview than just about anything else we've ever done here.
And you wonder why I have to switch off the disco every once in a while.
You didn't. Well, you must have listened to Opal.
Well, it wasn't because it was entertaining, but it was just because it was amazing that someone was that unaware of their surroundings. Opal! I thought, how many times did people have fucking
Well, I didn't want to hang up on her. I thought she might put
it. I thought that's what it was going to come to.
Well, it was going to come to that soon enough if I didn't slow her down, but it was a tough interview. But how about this morning? Did you get
a chance? Because I had an interview.
Huh?
I think it was just open. Just open.
But how about this morning with Pastor Trevor?
Oh, that was so heartbreaking.
Could you hear that,
that
one okay?
Yeah.
He heard me okay.
Yeah, that was, I don't even know what to say about that. That whole situation, heartbreaking.
Isn't that interesting that the United States will not take Ukraine refugees?
They won't.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, smarter people than me, it's the rules, but I don't understand. What do you think? Why do you think they don't?
Well, there's probably an idea that it will tick Russia off if we do that.
Aren't we already sending them like a bunch of money and weapons anyway?
Yeah, but I think if we start taking the refugees in, I think it just pours fire on everything. And also, what do you do with a refugee? Because a refugee is somebody fleeing from a country.
What do we do with the ones we got now?
Right.
Well, but those aren't refugees, because if you come in illegally or you come in legally, the government's not going to find you housing. They don't even know that you came. A refugee is, we're taking you in. We're giving you harbor. So we're going to give you a home because your home got blown up. And food. I mean, you come here without a job.
Don't you think there would be enough people that would just open? I know I would. I would open my home up to people like that.
Well,
like,
you know,
I bet you if they just asked like American people, just like the Polish people, just, you know, making food. I would totally do that. I'd be like, come on in.
Well, I don't want to get too deep into this, but you think that, and I'm not saying you wouldn't, but the problem is, for instance, in this city, county, Marion, we raise a lot of money for charities that have nothing to do with people's welfare. Now, I can drive down 95 any day and see homeless people begging for money. Now, people aren't getting all dressed up and all fancy and raising thousands of dollars for the homeless shelter. Nobody's taking those people home with them, but they're raising thousands of dollars for other charities. So I don't know. I mean, would we help the refugees? It's nice to think.
Yeah, because I feel like, I don't know, like, I don't want to sit there and be hypocritical. I mean, I've never been homeless, but I've sure been down on my walk before. But it seems like in America, there's so many opportunities, and a lot of people, like, I've heard people that have said, well, I want to work fast food, like that's going to keep them, you know what I mean?
Well, the problem
if you try hard enough, you can get by. We take a lot of our opportunities for granted. I mean, those people genuinely need help. That's a war-torn area right now, you know?
Yeah, but you know, here in America, we have people who are depressed. They can't work, but people don't see that as a real illness. We have veterans who come home who are injured, who can't work. We have mentally handicapped people who can't get a job because they can't pass an interview. And if you're sitting out here homeless, if you walk into a job interview at a restaurant dressed and smelling like you just cleaned up in the bathroom at
There's not an excuse for people to stink, because that Lutheran ministry, they have a shower ministry over there. It's a clothing locker. They will give you your toiletries, your soap, the linear towel. They'll even give you clothes, because it's also like a clothing locker. And there's a couple of shower stalls over there. Like, 2 times a week, you can go over there and get showered up. So,
but how does a homeless person get from, let's say they're out here homeless on 95, how do they get there every day?
I mean, sorry, but I've never been homeless before, but what, like, do you don't think that, like, where there's a will, there's a way, that?
I think there is a will, there's a way, but I do know that a lot of veterans come back with PTSD. I think one of the highest suicide rates and homeless rates in this country is among veterans. And if you've got a mental issue, even if you are dressed up well, you're probably not going to get the job, and you're probably
able to keep it.
And you're not going to explain to the person why that is, because you probably don't even understand it.
I was interested to hear that the doctor didn't think that we should take and have archers over there. I was wondering what he would say about that.
You know, I'm still very interested that all the calls we've taken on this, and we've taken quite a few in the last week or so, 95% have been, let's go to war. And I'm really surprised by that, because we...
Not me.
Well, but you know what?
I agree with the pastor.
Yeah, but you know what? We wanted out of Afghanistan. We did not want to go to Syria about 8 years ago. We did not want to go to Iraq. I don't know...
Well, you know a lot about, like, what's going on. Help me to understand. Why are they not a part of NATO?
Well, that's a complicated issue, because it depends on what people will tell you. Some people will say that NATO did not want to let them in because that would tick off Russia. And some people will say that they never applied to NATO because they didn't think they needed it. Well, I mean, depends on who you talk to. Either way, they're not in NATO, and when you're not, there's no binding agreement to attack them. I'm just shocked, though, because so many people were against the Iraq war. And Saddam Hussein was not a nice man. He was a dictator, killing his own people. But we were against that war. I mean, at least it was 50-50, 54-50 against. This Ukraine thing is 95-4-5 against. I don't know. Maybe people have forgotten. It's been 2003 was the Iraq war. It's been almost 20 years. Maybe people have forgotten what war is like.
Do they have, Poland is part of NATO, right?
Yes.
Now, how long do you think it's going to take Putin to tap dance around before he overcomes Ukraine and he's in Poland and then the U.S. to deal with it?
Well, I don't think he would go to Poland after Ukraine. I think there are some other countries over there he would probably go to, but you are right. He's not going to stop with Ukraine.
Right,
That's the issue.
I just need someone to help me understand, like, how is this any different than World War II?
Well, you know, this is the interesting thing about this station, and I'll get to that point in a second, but I want to make this point. You know, it's fine that we do trivia, and it's fine that we talk about frivolous things, and it's fine that we laugh, but, you know, this is important that we talk about this stuff, and I get that it's not the
most... Well, I've got three sons, 18... 20 and 23, it's very important to me.
Absolutely, and that's why, you know, sometimes we have to do interviews with people about this. We have to do these things because that's the, you know, I didn't go to a broadcasting school. I never took a broadcasting class in my life. So my philosophy has always been to entertain and educate.
So another philosophy you have is that they're not your airwaves, like they're everyone's, and I always thought that was cool.
Well, that's true. They're not my airwaves. I don't own them, and we don't screen the calls, and as long as people don't say bad words.
Well, cool. Maybe you should.
Yeah, maybe every so often we should put a screen up there.
That would have been so, Scott.
I know. Well, but I just...
Bye-bye.
Thank you. But World War II, it's very similar in a lot of ways.
Okay, so, because, you know, I'm working in the morning, so I didn't get to hear what the pastor said this morning about the war thing.
Oh, I asked him if he thought we should go to war, and he said no.
Okay.
But most people think we should, at least to have called into this station. And remember, the phone lines are open 28 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. If you want to talk Big Ten, if you want to talk Ukraine, we can do that. That's still going on. I do want to tip my Cubs cap again to the Women's Club. $5,500 to the Red Cross Humanitarian Relief for women and children fleeing Ukraine. So I do, I think that was very, very... important, very good. So a tip of my Cubs cap to the Women's Club $5,500.
That's great.
Yeah. So, St. Patrick's Day. Did you have fun?
I worked, and...
No green beer?
No. No, I don't drink beer anyway.
I'm looking at the little note that I do here for the morning show. Isn't this a high-tech note, an old torn piece of paper with stuff scratched down on it? I'll tell you a big story this week. Was the whole $1,000 COVID shot bonus for people who work for the sanitation, transit, or wastewater department here in Marion. I don't know if that'll pass city council or not.
I didn't get anything when I got my COVID shot. I even had to pay $10, which I know they weren't supposed to charge you for it, but I had to pay $10. I have my receipt. I should get my money back.
Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you want to tell us what you thought of Opal or the pastor this morning.
I missed Opal, too. I haven't gone back to listen to anything, but she was on a repeat when I was on my way over here tonight. And I heard this lady, she was saying that she was smelling chloroform or whatever you call it.
Chloroform.
In her house. And I'm like, what? I figured when I heard her talking, I figured that was Opal. But I wasn't positive, but I just assumed.
That was a real educational piece.
But I guess, I mean, I'd have to listen to the whole thing, but...
It was different.
But I guess you couldn't get through.
Oh, no. No. She really got on a roll there. I'm still not really sure what happened, except the fact that she lost the conservatorship of her sister, who is mentally gone, I guess. It sounds like Alzheimer's or something. Mm-hmm. In that family, it might be catching.
Could be.
Had a good sub tonight.
Oh, yeah. We had a good dinner.
Yeah.
Supper, whatever you call it.
Turkey. Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Mayo.
That's what you had. I just had turkey and cheese. That's it.
Phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind, we can talk about it.
Oh, you know where we went yesterday? Did you tell them where we went yesterday?
Where'd we go?
You don't remember?
No, short-term memory must be going.
Well, we sat in the car somewhere.
Oh, the root beer stand.
Yes.
Yes. It was okay.
Yep, they were busy. It was nice out yesterday, though.
They were busy, but their chicken sandwiches, to me, are not the best.
Who would you say has the best?
Oh, I don't know. I think I like homemade the best.
Homemade? Mm-hmm.
So, going there and paying for it is a little bit of a downer to me.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've eaten Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen's chicken sandwiches aren't bad. The Jersey, they're okay. I like Stewart's Sloppy Joe, so I always get a Sloppy Joe when I go there.
I don't think I've ever ordered a Sloppy Joe at a restaurant.
Stewart's is the only place I get a Sloppy Joe.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't normally order that anywhere, but...
I'm carless. This is no fun.
No.
If I drop dead this weekend, it's probably because I couldn't get anywhere.
There is a system called 911, if you have
I don't want to bother the 911 people.
But
first
if you have an emergency, that's what they're there for.
Yeah, but I'd be dead by the time they get here.
If you fall
anyway.
And can't get up, you can call 911 and they will come and help you
what
get up.
What are the
up.
Chances I'm going to fall with my phone?
Well, you never know.
I don't think that would happen.
I mean, most people carry their phones around. They won't leave them.
I don't. So this could be the end, folks. For falling isn't a good example, though. Because if I fell, I couldn't drive anyway. But like if you get, you know, heart fluttery or nauseous or head really hurting or can't breathe, something
you know,
like that.
I live 10 minutes away.
10 minutes. That's a long time when you can't breathe.
Well, if you can't breathe, that's when you call the squad.
Well, it would take 10 minutes for him to get here anyway.
Yeah, I live right by the squad.
So I'd be dead.
They can drive a little bit faster.
That's why they need to put this whole 10-minute wait. If you're having a stroke in this area or a heart attack, by the time they get here, you're in trouble.
Well, who votes on that?
We do. We vote it down every time.
Why?
Because we're dumb. That's a commentary, by the way. Well, don't help us. It's a tax thing.
Oh. Well, I mean, if you live in the River Valley School District, there's a lot of taxes, so I can see probably why they would vote it down.
So I'm not going to have a car. The brakes are being redone. They didn't have it done today. And so I'll have to wait till Monday.
Maybe they'll go in on Saturday and work.
I don't think so. I think they're not open on the weekends.
Oh. Well, they'll have it done first thing Monday morning.
Maybe.
Are you going anywhere?
No, I don't think I have anywhere to go till Wednesday.
That's good.
I have appointments this week on Wednesday and Thursday. As far as I know.
Well, I'm only 10 minutes away.
35 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. See, I ate. I'm burping now.
You have some gas issues?
Yeah. You know, I saw somebody today online. This is the month, I think, when we lose the Saturday delivery of the Marion Star. Actually, no Saturday paper is my understanding, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't understand how that all works, but they were complaining about how there's no local stories in the...
Oh, here we go.
Oh, give it a second. There you go. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Good evening, Scott.
Hey, Phyllis, how are you?
I'm good. I was on my way to the beauty shop today, and I didn't have a chance to call you, but you were talking about heirlooms.
Yes.
I have a quilt. I looked it up again tonight, that my great-great-grandmother made, and it's 146 years old.
Wow.
It's like brand new.
Wow. And it's just been passed down through the generations?
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Yes. Amazing. It's ugly. It was made out of feed sacks. It's orange and green. I don't like green, but... It's an heirloom. I mean, 146 years old, and it's perfect. I keep it wrapped up in a big white tablecloth, a linen tablecloth, because a auctioneer told me not to put it in plastic. That ruins them.
Wow. I tell you, something over 100 years old, that's pretty amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
That is. Now, is there anything you have left or will leave to your grandkids?
Oh, yes. I've got a house full of collectibles.
Well, I always think because the Historical Society has asked for some of my interviews and pictures and things like that, and I always think, you know, I wonder if it'll be around in 100 or 200 years. I wonder if they'll be listening to conversations like this.
I don't know. But I collect a lot of, like, Fentonware and Seraph and Angels and... Precious Moments, you know, different things. And I've asked the kids what they want, and they said, whatever you want to give me.
So, you know,
I'm going to put their name on little stickers on the bottom of them.
That's a good idea.
And when I'm gone, they can divide it up.
That's a good idea. You know, Marge Hazlett was a big collector, and it's unfortunate. I know her niece probably took some of her stuff, but I know a lot of it ended up at TV 39 to be auctioned off.
I think her niece passed away, didn't she?
I don't know. I saw her, I'm trying to think how long ago it's been, but it's just so sad to me. Channel 39 even announces it and says this is from the Marge Hazlett estate, and I knew Marge so well, and I know she'd be, I don't want to say, she would be not as happy. She probably wouldn't be happy that she's buried either, so there you go.
Right, but I just thought that you'd be interested in that, since I didn't get a chance to call you this morning.
No, that's very interesting. How are you doing in the Big Ten?
I didn't fill out a bracket this year.
You know, I filled out one but had not seen any games prior, and I've only been wrong once so far, so this is pretty good.
I heard you.
I know.
I can't believe that.
I don't know how I'm doing this well.
Ohio State plays Sunday. I don't know what time, but they play Villanova.
You know, let's see who I picked. I think I did pick Ohio State in that one. Now, that might be a long shot. Let's see. Who did I pick in that game? Because I picked both. I did pick Ohio State to win that one. But I think that was more of a sentimental choice.
Right.
Yeah. But
Michigan State plays tonight, I think, about 9:45, so I'll catch it after your show.
Who do you think is going to win it all?
You know, they're forecasting Duke.
You know, I think it's because of Coach K's last year. I think they have a strong team, sentimental stuff going on there. I have Duke going to the Final Four, but I have them losing to Indiana because I picked Indiana to win it all.
But just think, Ohio State beat Duke.
I know, isn't that?
This season, they beat them.
Well, and that's why I love this March Madness, because they put the score, or not the score, the records on here, but it doesn't mean anything. If a team has a good day, that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I love basketball, college basketball. I just love it.
Yeah, this March Madness is something I really always have tried to pay attention to. So it's fun, but root for Indiana.
Oh, I am. I told you the other day that I had last Friday, maybe it was, that I had chosen Indiana.
Yeah.
But that was for the Big Ten. This is for March Madness. So, well, I'll get off of here so somebody else can call, but I just thought you might be interested in knowing that.
I am. Good to hear from you, Phyllis. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have anything you would like to say.
So I picked Houston to win the whole thing because that's my dog's name.
But it's not a bad pick because I believe they were in the Final Four last year.
Oh, I don't know. I picked Baylor and Houston to go against each other.
I think Baylor got to the championship game last year.
Yeah, I didn't even know who they were.
I've got Kansas and Indiana in the final game.
So we shall see.
We shall see. 740-751-4038. 41 minutes past the hour, 56 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion.
Rainy.
Heirlooms are interesting. Do you have any heirlooms?
Like, I have some stuff from my grandma.
So really nothing more than 100 years old.
No.
I don't think I do either.
No.
I can't think of anything. I mean, I have my... Well, it's possible. I have my grandfather's pocket watch. And I believe I was told that that was my grandfather's father's pocket watch. So that would date... I'm trying to think. My grandfather, who's dead... This came from him, not the one who's still alive. The one who died, how old would he be now? Because he died about 18 years ago.
Well, what year was he born?
I don't know. But he would be, well, he probably is over 100 years old, because he would be probably close to 100 at this point. That was my dad's parents, and my dad was older than my mom.
Okay.
So, his father, if you consider it would have been his father's, it would probably be over 100. That little pocket watch that's out there on that desk?
Yeah. I'm sure my mom has something.
But, now see, is there a difference between a family heirloom and an heirloom? Like something that came down in your bloodline, or something you just found at a swap meet?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does anybody have any good heirlooms out there? 740-751-4038. That's an interesting conversation.
I mean, I wouldn't even... My mom has her baby doll she showed us.
Wasn't that the only thing that was saved?
Yeah, I think so.
When your mom's mom cleaned the house out?
Yeah.
I don't even know what I would leave. Well, I don't have any kids to leave anything to, so it's really a moot point. I have nieces and nephews.
Right.
But I don't really have anything personal. I don't wear jewelry. They can have my old watch here. I don't know what I would leave them. They could have my AP award. But the Historical Society, I think, wants that.
Right.
I don't know anything personal to me. I really don't know what I would leave.
I don't really have anything.
But you have jewelry and things
of that
nature.
I don't have real jewelry.
Does it have to be real?
Well, no, but who wants a fake diamond or something? I mean, I don't have any real jewelry.
Well, I don't think that's the point. I think it's just something that, like, my grandmother, she really didn't have a lot of expensive jewelry, but she had this brooch that she wore every Christmas, like a wreath. So that's kind of become a family thing. But I'm sure it's not worth anything for the value of the brooch. But it's a family heirloom.
Well, you know, when my son was, like, in the first or second grade...
I didn't get Grandma's brooch.
Uh-oh.
I know. Well, what am I... A man can't pull off a brooch.
No?
No.
Well, anyway, when my son was, like, second, third grade, or he was really young, in elementary school, he came home from school one day. He was so excited because he found me a diamond, and he thought it was a real diamond. I mean, of course it wasn't, but I still have that.
You know, it's interesting when you think of time, because one of the projects I've been working on since I've been home a lot more as of late... I've been taking a lot of this footage and stuff that I've accumulated over the years of Dorothy Fulltime and actually Jimmy Crumb, that'll people find that hard to believe, and putting these videos together that I've been wanting to do DVDs for a long time, and I make Angie watch them, and it's torture. She hates it.
Whatever.
But it's funny because you keep saying, does anybody know who Dorothy Fulltime is? But it's the thing of it is, this was a very famous woman. She wasn't just an Ohio broadcaster. She was on Johnny Carson a lot. She was on Donahue a lot. She was on Nightline with Ted Koppel a lot. She was on Jack Parr. She was on Larry King.
The thing is, nobody our age knows that.
But
Only you.
No, but here's the thing. This is my point. This woman was world-renowned. Very well known in her day. And yet she died. Let's not go when she died. She stopped on the air in 84. So she's only been off the air 38 years.
I mean, we were like three.
Right, but she's been forgotten.
I know. Nobody even goes to her grave.
That's all it takes.
We went to her grave.
That's all it takes. 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter how good you are. People in 38 years won't remember that I did anything. You think you have things that are going to go on, but you really don't. And Dorothy Fulltime is an example of that. That people have forgotten her for all that she did. That's sad. That better be an awareness to people.
I mean, I didn't know who she was until we went up to Cleveland and, you know, did all that research on her.
Yeah, but you know, I asked my mom the other day, because that would have been in her era. And I said, I don't remember Dorothy Fulltime. I mean, I was very young when she died. And so, no, I don't. I just learned of her and then started accumulating things because I felt she needed to be preserved. But I asked my mom. Now, she remembers her. But
my mom might remember.
Well, I don't know how you could not remember her if you're over 40. Or over, yeah, you'd be over 50. If you're over 50, how could you not remember her?
Mom, call us.
Oh, now you think your mom... I don't think your mom has ever called in.
Let us know if you remember Dorothy Fulltime.
Oh, I'm glad... I might... You know what? This is interesting. Say something for a minute about Dorothy.
Oh,
tell
dear.
People about Dorothy. So I gotta grab my Dorothy folder here.
Well,
I got something.
She did a lot of interviews. She was very... I don't know. She was good at what she did. And she didn't start till she was older. I mean, what?
55.
Yeah.
Last broadcast when she was 91. But this was sent to me the other day. This is a Dorothy full-time commentary. Friday, May the 4th, 1973, for the 11 p.m. newscast on the anniversary of the Kent State killings.
Oh, yeah, she was really into that.
Well, she got in trouble for this. And I've told the story about this, and I'm going to tell the story, then I'm going to read this because it's kind of short. But here's what happened. When the Kent State killings happened, Dorothy was there because she was on in Cleveland. And she did commentaries on the news every day. That's what she did, that and interviews. And she went to Kent State, and she saw the students killed and the National Guard fire. And she went back to the story and cried on the air that night and condemned the National Guard. And the reaction in Cleveland was horrible because most people supported the National Guard at that point. And they take her off the air, get her off. And it got so bad that she called the general manager and said, "Do you want my resignation?" And he said, "Go to bed. I think you're 9 foot tall."
Right.
And she said, "Do you think I'd leave a guy like that?" That's why she always stayed in Cleveland, by the way. So Kent State was very close to her. So this was the anniversary of the Kent State shootings. But we'll take the call, and then I'll tell you about old Dorothy and the Kent State shootings. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How's it going there, Scott?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
Not bad. Show going.
Good, good. How's life?
It's good.
What's the weight now? You're the only person I ever asked that to on the air, by the way. I don't ask every caller, what do you weigh now?
Unfortunately, I have not been able to get into the weight in the last 2 weeks because I started a job out of town.
So it's been a weight gainer?
Oh, no, not at all.
Just busy.
No, I've got to find the time to go into weight.
Well, so anything new coming from you up? I think we have a bad connection, Mike. Are you in a... Give us a call back, Mike. I think we had a bad connection there. Give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038.
Yeah, it sounded like he got a job out of town. And
job out of town.
Busy.
Oh, yeah. And you probably do get tired of people asking about your weight. But I'm nosy like that. And I think once you've been on My 600-Pound Life, people probably ask.
Well, yeah. I mean, you would probably have to expect that.
Probably. 52 minutes past the hour. Give us a buzz back.
Is this one?
Yeah. I'm going to read this Dorothy full-time commentary on the anniversary of the Kent State shootings. 3 years ago, May the 4th, I witnessed and experienced one of the most anguishing hours of my life. Oh, that day, 4 Kent students were shot down and killed. A 5th boy, Dean Kaler, was paralyzed from the waist down by the gunfire. Were these young Kent students violent? They had they committed any act of aggression? Of course not. They walked across the campus where some spring flowers were lifting their heads to the sun only to meet death. For them, there will be no sunshine. They sleep their eternal sleep, lighted only by the stars and the moon. What had they done? What crime that they should meet death? Their eyes were innocent. Their hands bear no weapon. Their hearts were pure with the hope of peace in Vietnam. For this hope, they died. It's hard to read this. It's typed up here. Indiscriminately, they were shot by the National Guard. I tell you, I call your name. Allison Krauss, William Schroeder, Jeffrey Miller, and Sandra Schauer. So that we remember that on this day, the blood of very young, not much older than children, stain the earth, and our land became they deceased. Days young of a world without war. She wasn't backing off.
No.
And that's what I think people admired about Dorothy. Whether you agreed with what she said or not, she wasn't going to back off. Sometimes you have to do that.
So, my mom sent me a message.
What'd she say?
She said she didn't know who she was.
Yeah, well...
But, I mean, if... You know, I would imagine it's only, like, local TV. You know... I mean, we probably didn't get the Cleveland channels in Marion.
No, but it's interesting to me that back in the days of three channels, and that would have been that era before cable television, that nobody ever caught her on Johnny Carson or Donahue or Nightline or Larry King or Jack Parr.
But was that stuff on cable?
No. There was no cable in those days.
No cable back
Good Morning America. That clip where she's with David Hartman is Good Morning America.
But, I mean, you'd have to catch those specific
Well, it wasn't like she shows. Was on once. She was on continuously.
Well, I don't know.
Do we have a message there? Oh, okay. Well, Mike's got a bad connection where he is. Mike, you can try to call us again. It might have just been a bad cell phone connection. Feel free to buzz in, 740-751-4038. See, this is the great thing about the internet, that people can listen out of town. Our Pina Grigio friends went down to Florida, and they listened to us in Atlanta and down in Florida.
You know, I need to find some friends down in Florida.
You know, I'm sure one day the transmitter will blow up, and then we will just be over the air this way.
Yeah. I'm still waiting to go out to California so I can see my son.
I'd like to go to California, but...
working.
Well, that's who I would be out there visiting. Marla Gibbs. And I'd have to go through my Rolodex here, but I'm sure I got people out in Florida. Or California.
Yeah.
I can't go on a vacation and not work.
Well, I think you should at some point.
I'll have plenty of time to rest when I'm laying down.
6 feet under?
For the final time, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then you can't go
chisel that in the tombstone. You, officially off duty.
You can't go and see. Don't you want to see things? Like?
I do that. I check in and see things. Let's take the call. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, do you know if Warren Buffett's still going to give away $1 million to Perfect Bracket?
I don't know. I had heard that. Search that for a second, Mary Angie. Well, I'm not going to be perfect. I'm one down. Did you fill out a bracket?
No, I didn't fill one out.
But pretty good, huh? Of the eight games, I've only messed up one.
That's pretty good. Did you hear that a couple of Donald Trump teams have lost, and he said they stole it? They stole a victory?
You know, I'm not going to... slide into that, but...
I was just making a joke.
No, it's a funny joke. It's a funny... I hope we are to the place where we're not taking everything so seriously. Oh, by the way, though, I do want to say this. Did you see today that Putin released a list of... No, this is serious. Released a list of names now of people that are not allowed in Russia, and you know who was on that list?
Joe Biden.
No, no.
Donald Trump?
No. Hillary Clinton. He's scared to death of her.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, she is a... I always say this about Hillary Clinton. I would never tell you if I voted for her. I would never endorse her. I will never say that she's a perfect person. But if you think she's not a tough lady, you're wrong.
Oh, I voted for her. I would like to see her in there.
She's the one who said of Putin, she went over there and said, you stole this election. And that's why he went after her in that election. And, did what he did with all the Russian hacking. Have we forgotten that, by the way, back in 2016, that Putin favored not Hillary Clinton, we should say?
Oh, I'm sure, you know, people's forgot about it.
Yeah.
You know, the way Donald Trump, you know, admired Putin. I don't understand, you know, how can a guy admire Putin and that guy in Korea, all these other dictators, and everybody think it's fine?
Well, you can admire who you want. I mean, that's not the... The point I guess I'm making is Hillary Clinton holds no office in America and hasn't for quite some time now.
And she has served the country tremendously.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that they're still scared of her. No president is on that list, but Hillary Clinton is. Past or present. Hey, we got to go to break here. We're on a hard break at 9 o'clock, but call us back after a quarter after and we'll continue on.
Okay.
Bye. Angie Evers, Scott Spears here on WWGH Radio. If you want to punch that button over there.
What button?
The red button. There you go. All right, we're going to go to break, but we're coming back in 15 minutes. Very interesting. Think about that, Angie, about Hillary Clinton getting banned from Russia, and we'll come back and talk about that in 15 minutes. Stay with us.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay?
Yeah.